Warning! Warning! Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3:30 to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station, WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our
national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, it's now time for the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Friday night, it's that time again. Time for the greatest internet radio show ever. It's time for Spankwagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
I'm Scrappy.
And we have the camera gal here, the producer of the video. Very limited video tonight. Say hello, Zuzu. Try turning on your mic on top there.
Hello, Zuzu.
All right. So what we're going to do for the next couple hours is kind of our normal routine. We are one shy today, but that's no worry. We'll be able to move forward and cover the show like normal. So, how's everybody doing?
I'm all right, man.
Oh, you sound tired. What's up?
No, nothing really. Just it's a long day of work and, you know.
Okay.
That's all.
Just work? Okay.
Yeah, just work.
Scrap, yeah. How you doing?
About the same.
Oh, no. Oh, you got gum in?
No.
You're lying to me. Look at that. You get shitting grin. I say gum.
Nope.
Nope. Uh-huh. All right. You're going to be like this all through the show, aren't you?
Nope.
Uh-huh. All right. So what we got going on tonight? Anybody got anything they want to start off with or just cover your day? Or is it just shitty weeks or what?
No, we're just going to start off, I guess, kind of, you know, about the day. So how's your day been, Scrappy?
Fucked.
Why is that?
Because my phone is having a conniption.
What's your phone doing?
This is what it's doing. It's going white.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going black. And then it's going white. And then it's going black.
What kind of phone do you have?
Piece of shit LG, and I should have known better.
Let me see it.
It's kind of like I could catch.
It's kind of like how you choose your boyfriend.
Oh, black,
white,
wait,
black, white.
It's like the magic eight ball boyfriend. Is it black? Is it white?
Black, white.
All right, let's. Ooh, yeah, that's not good. That's weird. Right now, what is this Verizon phone? So this is CDMA.
Yeah, but you have to get a good Verizon phone.
What do you have?
The same phone, but an upgrade.
I have the same phone, too. I have had no problems.
This is my second one of the same phone, and neither one of the times was it my fault. They
once,
fucked up on its own.
Twice.
No, the bitches
three
at
times
Verizon
is shitty.
Were like, the bitches at Verizon were like, blah, blah. Yeah, we have
a lot of really
malfunctions
help you
with
now.
These phones. Blee, blee, blee. We have malfunctions all the time with these phones. I'm sure
they told you that straight out?
They told me that straight
out. And you got the same phone?
I didn't have a choice. They even wouldn't let me even get a different color. Nothing. They're like,
it's a piece of shit.
Because it was under warranty.
Hold on, let her talk.
Okay.
It was under warranty.
Uh-huh.
So they're like, we have to give you the same phone, but we don't have any in stock. We've only got the white one. I'm like, I'll take it if I can get a fucking phone that works. Well, we have to give you the same color, so you're going to have to wait a week for it to send in. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I waited, blah, blah. This worked fine. It's been about 2 months now, and now it's doing this shit again. Uh-huh. And I should have known, because anytime I've ever owned an LG, it's always been fucked.
What? LG's always been fine with me. I've
fuck
always
you.
Owned
it's
LGs.
It's because you're black. They're probably
they're afraid. They're afraid.
Yeah. They're like, oh my God, if I don't work, he's just going to go out and steal another. So.
He's going to pop a cap in our ass if our phones don't work.
But I'm pissed, dude. What am I going to do all weekend without a phone?
Dude, they're going to be open tomorrow.
Yeah, they open.
They'll be open tomorrow.
Yeah, they open.
I will go down there bright and freaking early and make them my bitches.
I'll tell you what,
like,
though.
Look.
I'll give you some hints when dealing with them like this. Be so nice to them. It almost hurts. Don't
get
angry.
Oh, no, I know. She didn't even ask me any questions. That's how I knew the phone wasn't fucked because of me. She didn't ask me had I dropped it in water. Nothing. She plugged it into a machine. It goes, oh, we'll issue you a new one in like 5 seconds. That's it.
So
I was
what,
like, yeah, basically
but,
you're telling
but when
me.
When did they get to the part? When did they tell you that it has a lot of malfunction?
No, I went to the Verizon.
Now you change the story?
No. They told me that. But they couldn't do anything with this phone at that Verizon that I went to where they told me this phone always has malfunctions. I had to go to the main Verizon.
So you must have went to the one with the black lady first.
No, it was actually a man. It was actually two men. And they were like, yeah, this phone's a piece of shit. Well, they didn't say that, but they made it out to sound like a piece of shit. They're like, they'll probably
white
just
dudes,
give you
Arabs.
One. White dudes, two white dudes.
In the mall or in an actual Verizon
no,
store?
No, this wasn't a Verizon store. Like, I get no business, 3 customers a day, Verizon yeah. store. And
are you
then,
serious? Because most of the time when I go to Verizon, I have to wait 40 fucking minutes to talk to
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah, when you
that's
go to the main
tits
one.
Are hanging out.
When
anybody
you go to the
over.
Main one, yeah. But I went to the main one the second time and I had to wait 30 fucking minutes for them to hook it up to a machine for five.
Nice. Yeah. Now, what did you just say, Zoo?
Oh, anybody will serve any girl with her tits hanging out, so.
And I can attest to that now because I kept my tits out once. But I needed to go get some like computer parts over at CompUSA back when they used to be open. Mm-hmm. And I never got good service at CompUSA. Never. I was nice to everybody. The two ways that I knew to always get good service at CompUSA, bring the wife or wear a Cowboy Bebop or a similar sort of geek shirt.
Oh, yeah. I think you told that before.
Yeah.
I remember hearing that.
Yeah. And not like you, where they actually just out and out discriminated against you.
Yeah.
You know,
so
it wasn't
how's
that bad.
Yeah,
that
along over well. There with the phone,
you know,
smart
your phone is fucked.
With
I can't
CDMA,
even.
CDMA, QRX,
yeah, speaks.
PP, some bullshit.
All right. I don't know I can't remember the acronym, but it's basically a CDMA doesn't use SIM cards.
Right.
So Verizon and Sprint, everything has to be programmed by a computer program that puts in all the information.
Right.
Or a download or whatever they choose to do, however they choose to update your phone.
Right.
GSM, which is the other type of, one of many, I should say, but GSM is AT&T and T-Mobile, and those use the SIM cards. So if one phone breaks, you just go to, you can go to fucking 7-Eleven and pick up one of their track phones, pop your SIM card in, and you should be good. You know, iDent is the other thing, and that's Motorola.
You lost her at CDMA.
I lost her at the alphabet.
She's not even looking
yeah,
at
she
you
hasn't
now.
Looked, she hasn't looked up since she said CDMA. Everything was like,
you could just say your phone's fucked.
That's the way it is.
Your phone's fucked.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny because the first thing I did was take off the battery. And the first thing everyone told me to do, well, take off the battery. I'm like, well, no fucking shit. What do you think I was doing? Rubbing it up against my tits for good luck to
will
try
you?
To get it to work?
Could you do that with my phone?
How many times did they tell you to keep trying?
Huh?
How many times did they tell you at Verizon to keep trying
wait,
to get
wait.
It to work that way?
What, Verizon?
Yeah. To
no,
keep
I was talking
tits.
About here when it first broke. Everyone here.
I just realized what happened. She rubbed it against her tits and so much friction broke the phone.
No.
That had to be it. All right. What we need to do, spankwagon.net. You can find us online, download podcasts, do everything you need. This is the broken phone for you video users. Wow, that is fucked. We want to hear from you, so we're going to open up
if
the phone lines.
If you know
lines.
How to fix my phone, call me. If you have a Verizon phone that you're not using, really call me. Really.
Actually, just any unlocked. Well, again, the alphabet.
No, because it has to be the CDMA. It
yeah, but you can get an unlocked CDMA.
If you have any phone that whatever the fuck he's talking about, call me. Even if you live in London, I'll pay the shipping fee.
Dude, remember when Andy Flash FM bought the calendar? A calendar, a 12-month calendar, cost $35 to ship over to London.
Fuck, how much was the calendar?
You want to ship a goddamn phone?
It might be cheaper than going down and having to buy one because they're not going to give me a discount on a phone unless I sign a contract, which I already signed a 2-year contract.
Right.
So basically, I have to buy another phone at full price.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, so.
And then they try to make you change your contract reasons like your billing and things you offer. Hey, I got to mention this, though. We are opening the phone lines up, just wide open phone lines tonight. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. And Zuzu will get that up on the camera and everything. Cool. So phone lines are nice and wide open. I can see we got people hanging out in the chat room. Juar at Radio XUK Syndicate. Hello, Juar. We love seeing you. Virtual One, Toe, and Stitz. It's like, God, fucking old guard tonight. Haven't seen Virtual One or Toe in a long time. So welcome to the chat room, and thanks for coming back.
What happened to Toe?
I don't know. Toe just disappeared. He, you know, kind of jammed. Yeah, all right. I got it still. Woo!
Anyway.
Oh, sorry.
Nah, it's okay.
So, Decaf, you got Lakers scores up.
Yeah, the Lakers up 32-31. They had a good comeback victory against San Antonio, and it was good. They were down 20, came back and won the game. It was good to watch.
Very good to watch. You know, that's one of those things about basketball. When there is a good game and it's not, you know, one-sided or anything like that, it's very good. What we're going to do right now then, okay. All right. So what we're going to do right now actually is we can probably cut to a break. Kind of regroup, and then we'll be back in just a moment. We'll take that as a yes.
Yeah.
yeah.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
Radio.
Marky got with Sharon, and Sharon got Sharia. She was sharing Sharon's outlook on the topic of disease. Mikey had a facial scar, and Bobby was a racist. They were all in love with dying. They were doing it in Texas. Tommy played piano like a kid out in the rain. And then he lost his leg in Dallas. He was dancing with the train. They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes. The images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how to look through other people's eyes.
Pursuit and fiery auto crashes. Some will die in hot pursuit while sifting through my ashes. Some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can take you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugar.
While arguing in traffic, and Flipper died a natural death. He caught a nasty virus. Then there was the ever-present football player rapist. They were all in love with dying. They were doing it in Texas. Holly caught a bullet, but it only hit his leg. Well, it should have been a better shot. Got him in the head. They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes. The images it shows. I can on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with the greatest internet radio show ever, which would be...
Spankwagon Radio.
Very nicely done tonight. Very nicely done. All right, so as I said earlier, we do have the chat room going on. You can go to spankwagon.net, click on the Cam and Chat. We're doing nothing but the live video tonight. So click on the SWTV link at the very top menu bar, spankwagon.net. And the phones are open, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. So we hope to hear from you tonight. All right, so let's see, a lot of stuff going on in the news. Anything anybody really wants to cover? Maybe we can kind of go over topical stuff tonight, maybe, for a change?
I guess we could talk about... Hillary Clinton and the whole Robert Kennedy.
Oh, God, I know.
Yeah, that was. But I think, you know, you listen to like shows like Fox, and Fox take it around. They stir it around, and they make it that she's saying that Obama could get assassinated in June like Robert Kennedy. So why should she drop out the race? That's how Fox spin-tailed the comment.
I work for Fox, so yeah.
I know you do.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I was digging Sarah something in the chat room. I accidentally clicked got button happy. Oh. I kicked someone I shouldn't have.
Oh, no, it's fine, man. I know you get button happy sometimes. But anyway.
We had a new listener, and I just accidentally booted him because my mouse didn't go to the right place, and I'm sorry. Please come back. Dork. No, seriously, that was the name of the guy in the chat room. Dork. I'm sorry. You were carrying.
But does anybody know what she said?
Something about black people.
Well, no.
Something about black people.
Now I'm up to speed. This is the RFK comment, right?
You know, RFK. I didn't even listen to that story. I usually keep up.
Oh, something about black people.
Well, hold on. Let me.
She said something stupid. I know that.
Yes. It was very stupid. As a matter of fact, what she said was.
Yeah, it kind of sucked, man. Because every time, Murphy already had it for me.
Shut up. We'll talk about that later. Basically, what she said was that Obama is at risk to being shot like Robert Kennedy was.
So basically, she's saving his life by running for president.
Yes.
Well, that's why she's not going to drop out of the race.
Yeah,
because she's saving his life.
Exactly. You nailed it. You nailed it. Now,
never mind.
No, go for it.
I'd love to save her life.
Is this like a lesbian thing?
She should drop out of let me run for president.
Let me give you mouth to mouth, Hillary.
Oh, hell no. I'd be like, let her die.
Let her die. So, So, do you think, I mean, was that race charged or was that just trying to say something stupid?
I don't know.
I don't think she thinks when she talks.
No woman really thinks when they talk.
I don't think she.
Shit just falls out.
I don't think she hears. She needs to hire
everywhere.
People like fucking what's his face Bush did. Just hire people
like Karl Rove.
But yeah. Unless she can't read like Bush,
America.
If
nuclear.
She can, if
strategy.
She can read,
strategery.
Well, he just likes to make shit up.
Well, the thing is, you know, I'm supporting Obama, you know, over Hillary. But I think sometimes they, you know, people say stuff, even like Obama's wife and her comment about, you know, first time she felt, you know, America, you know, proud to be proud of America. You know, they take things that people say and then they get it and then they put their own words to it, that they twist it out, and then they spit out something that's totally different than the actual comment.
That's what makes good news.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it's still, it gets taken out of context.
Hey, we got a call. So why don't we take this call? Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
You know, Trent should keep kicking.
No, I'm not dealing with this tonight.
No.
We'll talk later. All right, so.
Damn it!
You know, I think my gum's losing its flavor.
Oh, come on!
Bitch, you lie.
I think I need to pop a new piece in.
All right,
she's gonna be smacking
her gum. You were saying. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just talking, you know, it's never mind. it doesn't matter anymore. But all I know is that I think sometimes they do. And so why do you find it interesting that, you know, why do you like them spinning the truth? Why do you like news spinning it to the way they want it so they can, you know, sell or give viewers?
Because it makes it so we can have a show tomorrow.
So if you
if you don't have a show today, then you can't have a show tomorrow. And if you fuck shit up one day, you can turn it around and be like, oh, I'm sorry. That's my bad.
Okay, so in your opinion, it's since you do like it, in your personal opinion, do you think it was the whole, what's that, that fat bitch that killed herself?
Who killed herself?
Overdosed or whatever. The one that died.
Heath Ledger.
No, Aunt.
Anna Nicole.
Anna Nicole. Now, they were well.
Spot, baby.
Now they were fucking wall to wall coverage on that shit. I mean, you could not escape it.
Yeah,
now,
it's going to be the same when Britney Spears dies. I mean, people want to see that shit.
Not really.
Crops
Britney
have
Spears
to be grown.
Is gonna get
in order, you got to kill to have the crops grow. Nobody saw South Park. All right, that's fine.
I was like, you hit the drugs already.
Not recently. No, not recently. All right.
Can I have a piece of gum?
Shut up.
I mean, how much gum do you need?
With paper gum? For my gum?
Hold on. We got it. This may be Dork. I think they're trying to talk Dork in the chat room to calling
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, Trench, it's Stitz.
Hey, Stitz, how's it? Wait, where are you?
I'm at my house right now.
So you're back.
Yeah, I'm back. I got back yesterday, dude. I got back at about 3 in the afternoon.
Oh, very cool. For those of you guys who don't know, we were talking about this in the chat room last week. Stitz was in Italy. How did you like Italy?
I thought Italy was pretty cool. All in all, it's an awesome country. I can't knock it.
What parts of Italy were you in?
I was in Florence. I was in the north and like the Milanese areas, but most of my time was though in Tuscany.
Okay.
But I also went to Rome, Tuscany. Capri, Sorrento.
Ah, Sorrento.
Oh. That place is awesome, dude.
Yeah, when I was there, I pretty much stayed in Campania. So Naples, Pozzuoli, which is a suburb, really trashy little suburb. But Naples, Pozzuoli.
She just crawled under the desk.
I know she did. I'm like, hi.
Guess where I'm going.
Lucky me.
Awesome, man. Campania's awesome.
Oh, it is. Because
you know, those giant lemons, the giant lemon from Campania.
You know
what the fuck are you talking about?
No,
dude?
What, he's right.
No idea what the fuck. Giant fucking
lemons.
Are they like mangoes?
All right. So here's the thing. When you're in Italy. They grow lemons everywhere, and in Campania, it's a big lemon and citrus region in Italy. So when you go up the Amalfi Coast, okay, which is along the, you know, okay, you go up and you go to this place called Sorrento, and they make this liqueur that's a lemon liqueur. And
Limoncello.
Yeah. That is so, I still have like 2 shots of that left from my trip in a couple years ago.
Why didn't you bring it in?
Oh no! This is special stuff.
I love liquor.
It's too. It's.
There we are, honey.
It's. I will drink this. I do not drink, but I will drink that.
Really?
Yeah, it is wonderful stuff.
You'll be in the toilet.
Not if I take my medicines first.
Decaf? Would you drink it?
Oh no! It's a super strong lemon.
Yeah, I love lemon. I like raw lemons.
Okay, now imagine a lemon the size of a softball.
Good shit.
That is fantastic.
They're even bigger sometimes. Like sometimes you'll see ones that are like the size of a head. It's just ridiculous.
It is. And he's 100% on. I mean, we were amazed when we were going through some of the markets in Naples. The fruits and the vegetables, you know, they're not sprayed. They're not, you know, it's the volcanic soil. It's so much nitrates. Because, I mean, the whole place can go under when Vesuvius and a few other, like, you drive by. And they're
nice.
Like, they're like, what's that? And they're like, oh, that's just a sulfur pit. It's an active volcano.
Don't fall in.
So. I think he fell in. Someone hurry, flush. All right, nice.
So the reason I called in though is what's going on with Murphy? I saw he got kicked out of the chat room, and then I was doing some stuff, and on the radio I was hearing that, you know, he's like arguing or something about being kicked off.
No, I really can't really go into that tonight. It's something totally off air that I'm dealing with when him and I are dealing with.
When do you think we can find out about it? I mean, that sounds like something.
I don't think we need to keep this going. So, do we want to talk about your vacation or what?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you want to talk about your vacation or what?
Oh no, I'll let you guys get back to the show.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want to make it the sixth show at the same way.
Hey, no problem. But you know, you have a very interesting vacation, and
enjoy those lemons.
Dude,
hit a message.
Okay, hold on, Stitz. I smuggled in so many bottles of Italian wine. That I had to go through 3 different checks at Customs in O'Hare. We had one suitcase, you swear to God, it was the hidden wine cellar of Al Capone. It was fantastic.
How much is it?
Everything?
Say what, Stitz?
They let you keep everything?
Yes, they did. We didn't bring in any fruits or vegetables.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we kept everything in the bottle. We brought back like 5 bottles of wine.
Damn.
Oh, wow. I brought back 2.
Yeah, it's...
I brought back 2 really good Chiantes.
Is it expensive or cheap?
Some of the Etruscan cities make their own Chiantes, and you'll go to like this little tiny Etruscan village on the top of a mountain, and in this one cellar in the center of the city, there's this like this huge barrel, and it that's all the wine they make for the year, and this one huge barrel can maybe make 3,000-4,000 bottles of wine.
Nice. I'm tapping that shit.
Yeah.
How much is it, man?
A bottle. Each bottle is like 13, 14 euros. It's not bad.
What is that?
A euro is 1.5 American dollars. So $1.50 is a euro right now.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of take that, almost just times it by half and divide it by a third.
Yeah, also the thing is kind of
times
weird.
Times it by half and divide it by a third.
Let me get out my calculator.
You. Yeah. I would use the calculator.
I'm
going to
do some long division.
Phone.
Hold
math
on.
Math 91.
Man, if I had to cheat in math right now, I'd be fucked.
Say what, Stitz?
Nothing.
All
right. But the weird thing about Italy, well, like all of Europe, is they have something called regional appellation.
Mm-hmm.
And what these are is like only certain geographies can make certain foods and call them by name.
Yep.
So like Parmesan has to be made in a city called Parmesan.
What the fuck?
It's cheese,
yeah.
Right?
It's like Hershey, Pennsylvania.
And like Chianti wine can only be made in a region of Tuscany called Chianti.
Okay.
Like you can't sell a wine that's made like Chianti anywhere else in effectively the world unless
driving.
Made in Chianti.
Well, Zoo, you bring up an interesting thing, and I know Stitz caught on to this over in Italy. There was no such thing as a car left undamaged.
That's so true.
And
yeah.
Everybody drives there not with any form of structure. Like stop signs and stoplights, when they do show up, are merely a suggestion.
Pretty much.
All right.
Well, they traffic laws was Rome.
Isn't that how it is
barely.
Here in the United States?
No.
No.
All this time.
It blew me away.
That I didn't have to stop.
Let's talk.
No, I was driving from Bologna to
do they make bologna there?
Bologna.
I don't know. Maybe.
Sorry.
But I was driving, and I wasn't driving. I was in the car next to the driver, and he he's hauling ass, and he'd get right behind someone doing, like over 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's how
and
to
he
drive.
Would just hold down the horn until I got out of his way.
That's how to drive in Guadalajara, too.
it was so scary, and he would just be in Italian. He'd be like, fucking Germans, you can see by their license plate. They don't know how to drive, even if they have the fucking Autobahn.
And he's doing 100 miles per hour.
It was little tiny Italian roads. You have to put this into perspective.
Yeah, little tiny Italian roads, and they drive these little like Pandas and Fiats and smart cars, which are finally starting to show up here in the
Mini
States.
Mini Coupes.
Yeah.
Those are so ugly.
Or you'll see 300 people on a moped.
Yeah.
Mom, dad, children.
Like the most I saw was like 4. It was ridiculous.
On one moped?
On one moped.
That's hot.
I will say this much though. It's really awesome there.
Who was
like,
doing the juggling?
Were they sitting on each other's shoulders and shit?
They were all lapping it and hugging.
Was one sitting like on the little where your feet actually go? And
that
was the baby.
What would happen is there'd be like mom and dad. And, like, mom would be actually in the front, and then it would be dad. And
sitting
then
on the handlebars.
The mom would be holding, like, one of the kids, and then one of the kids would be on the back.
Doesn't that thing have a weight limit?
Yeah, the wheels
sure.
are, like, grinding.
So, apparently they weren't hitting it.
So if one of the kids have a pissing accident, then everyone gets pissed on them?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
It's going to be like that here soon, because that's going to be the only thing families can afford in gas is a little moped.
No, most of the cars in Italy are real tiny, but really the funniest thing of all was that I can't get over the fact that like almost all Italians, or even the bodybuilder guys, they'll have like huge arms and legs, and they'll all have beer guts. Like none of them work like their midsection. It looks really weird.
There's like a mama feeds me well pride.
Yeah, they're all mama's boys. That's what it is. They're
I
all mama's
one.
Boys. It's very weird.
Yeah. You want me fly?
Oh, you?
I'll tell
you
what, Scrappy.
Yeah. If I drop you off at Rome, the main airport in Rome, which is the Leonardo da Vinci or something
Da Vinci,
like that.
Yeah.
The Da Vinci. I guarantee, if you act all innocent and helpless.
I get a moped ride.
You will get a moped ride and a mustache ride.
Ooh, you want that.
You want that, yeah.
Me gusta mucho.
And then you move in with mom.
Can I wear my Italians Do It Better shirt?
They'd love that.
They would.
See, because that's what they
and
do.
And my Italian horn.
What's your Italian horn?
My necklace.
Oh, I've never seen
that.
Yeah, you have. You just
actually,
don't pay attention.
That's an insult in Italian.
Why?
Well, if you say your mother has horns, it's like a huge insult.
You're basically saying that they cannot satisfy. No, it's quitte mort, which means screw your mother or screw your family. And that's the ultimate insult. If you do the horns, where you put the devil horns.
That is an Italian horn. It's not.
You know what that means?
No, it doesn't look like this. It's an actual. Never mind.
Okay.
An actual horn.
Horn? Okay. Oh. I think Stitz
I'm not
my...
talking about AC/DC. Horn. Yeah, punk rock Italian style, baby.
Yeah, because if you actually hold up that hand symbol, that actually means I can satisfy your other better than you.
Yeah, pretty much. It means your wife's cheating on you.
Yes.
And you're not a man.
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
Fucking funny. Hey, Mark.
Hey, wait, what? With who? My wife?
No, but they have some really crazy insults there, though, man. Like,
Vaffaculo.
No, that's like up your ass. That's like fuck you up your ass.
Stunzo.
The craziest ones were like by the cockles of the Christ child, God damn it. Oh, yeah, exactly. Or like, I shit on God. That was really popular. I shit on God.
Yeah. Did you go to the Vatican?
Yes.
What'd you think?
That's overrated.
Okay, did you go through the museums too? Or
the museum is awesome. I will say this. If you go through the museum, it is amazing. But I found two things of endless hilarity. There is a sculpture of a scorpion chewing out like a bull's nutsack.
Oh.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. And then there's another one, like in the Vatican, every male statue has their junk removed, like all cocks be gone, like they chip them off.
Yep.
Off the all the marble statues, except one. I found this one statue of, I think it was Bacchus, and you couldn't see the penis because he's holding like this fruit vase in front of it.
Penis.
But if you get down to get like an angle shot, like photography,
penis?
He has like this massive, massive, like, stone erection.
Oh my God.
Did you
take a picture?
Yes.
Did you take a penis?
The sculptor took the time to like carve out veins and stuff. It's hilarious. Oh,
nice.
It's like you can't believe it's in the Vatican Museum.
That's true.
But the other cool thing about the Vatican Museum, unlike many other museums, is you can take photos of anything and everything. There's no such thing as photography.
Yeah, but the only thing is when you're in the Sistine Chapel, you cannot take flash photography.
But you don't even
have
pictures in the
what do you do? What?
Wait, hold on. So flash photography, Sistine Chapel. The Sistine Chapel.
Okay.
You know what that is, right?
Okay.
Yes or no?
Okay, it's a chapel.
it's the Sistine Chapel.
Well, not the 16th. Sistine Chapel.
Whatever.
You do know what the Sistine Chapel is.
No, what is it?
Where Michelangelo laid on his back and painted the ceiling.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That's the Sistine Chapel.
Why can't you take flash photography?
Because the flash will cause the paint
to break down
the pigment.
What?
Yeah.
Actual...
What's really weird is the Sistine Chapel.
He couldn't stick like a...
Hold on, let's speak. He's calling in.
The Sistine Chapel was restored like 5-6 years ago, maybe longer. I don't remember the exact date. And when they restored it, they found out that Michelangelo used all these pigments that are like pastels. So when you walk into the Sistine Chapel... Unlike everything else in the Vatican, it looks like a cartoon.
Yep.
It looks like, it really does. It looks like you just walked into the Saturday morning comics.
And then when you walk out, it's like this really interesting leather and felt wallpaper that was created by Raphael.
Yeah.
So right, it's.
You guys are starting to sound real gay now.
Kind of.
Well, it's just, you got to understand.
I was thinking the
there's
same
this
thing.
Giant.
This is the art section.
There's this giant wall.
What is it?
Where's Gia when we need her?
Yeah,
I'm talking about the 16th chapel for an hour.
There's this giant wall that has a listing of all the popes. And you realize how long
the cocks are and the boys' asses?
No, well, maybe. Yeah, maybe. What you do realize, though, is how short of a time we've been here, because you look back at like 1775 and realize that's on the fourth section, almost to the bottom. And you realize that, holy shit, you know, we're only filling up 10 names from the beginning of the United States, and there's 100 or so more, 200 or so more names before that. It's like all the way back to St. Peter.
Yeah.
Really interesting about that wall is at the very bottom, they have what looks like the devil snarling at you.
Yes.
I got shot there. It looked really weird. But no, but all in all, like St. Peter's Basilica, I think is it's literally, excuse the thing, but it's more money than God.
Yeah, like, and you know,
you can't believe how much money is thrown into this church. It's huge.
You walk through these museums and they got these cases, and the only thing in the case is a gold ring that's the size of like your fist, decaf. And it's just, it's huge, and it has this giant ruby and emeralds and diamonds in it.
They got Puff Daddy on there?
Yeah.
Got
MC Hammer stuck in his double ring finger. Yeah. Too legit.
It's some bling bling.
Dude, bling is, you, it's,
no,
it's,
blang.
It's blang. Blang.
Blang.
Blang.
Blang.
Blang. We change vowels?
What are we in?
Yeah, it's blang blang.
Kentucky?
Blang.
We got the blang blang.
This is bling bling.
Yeah, no, I have to say, though, if you want to see some really cool museums, I think that, I think out of all of Europe, I think Paris really bested everybody. The Louvre and the Musée d'Orsay, whatever Musée d'Orsay. Both of those.
Did they shoot porn in the Louvre?
They probably could get away with it.
The Louvre.
But they'd probably show porn in the Louvre as contemporary art. when you walk in there, like, the Louvre alone is 3 or 4 days of you just walking around and looking at art.
Like the Smithsonian.
All right. Pretty much.
So, Stitz, you know what? Thank you for calling in. We hope to hear from your ventures. Why don't you give out your website so people can see some of these photos?
Oh, well, they can go to stitz.org, S-T-I-T-S, tip, you know, tips with an S, .org.
All right.
There's a link to Flickr there, but I haven't put a lot of stuff on stitz.org in a long time. I really need to update it.
Well, let me ask one more question. Did you go to Pompeii?
Yes, I did.
Cool.
I have a lot of shots of Pompeii.
Cool. Well, we're going to get in a reminiscing moment here. So why don't we go ahead and, Stitz, thank you for calling in.
Anytime. And I look forward to, maybe you guys can, you know, amend whatever's going on with Murphy.
Yeah, we'll just talk later, okay? Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye. All right. So why don't we, you guys want to go to a break? What do you guys want to do now?
Break.
We go to break.
All right. So you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
And we will be back in just a moment.
Ah! be better. Get some of that bass. You know what I'm saying?
Booty quaking, body shaking, yeah. Up a tanking, brains are wrecking. Rock, dogging, chuck rocking, flavor, flavor, that's David.
It's another record checking man methods to put my brothers and sisters on a deathbed. You know he cheated, took what he wanted, and now you blooded. Sucking up to the devil, stepping down a level. It's who they fear is you, who protects us from us and you from you. Yes, and it counts.
The 40 ounce.
I sued those bastards, yeah, they got bounced. I did them like a demo, threw them out the window. I took a 98, cause I never liked a limo. A mad grind, so mad times, that's what's up. Some ain't gonna change, I got them in the range. I gotta rearrange, so I'm building back your brain. Wrecking records with focus stuff. Am I loud enough?
Yeah.
You got to give it up. I'm coming with a rhyme,
what?
I'm letting go of rhymes,
yeah.
I navigate a rhyme through the rough and crazy times. Call me a Hannibal Lecter, yes I checked it, an old M&O, so here it go. I'm sick and tired, so sly and take you higher, but I'm taking the sound to bring it down. Rappers ripping a lyrical, kicking finger licking, but to the rhythm I'm giving, but never cotton picking. Like James Brown, I'm saying it loud, am I loud enough? You got to give it up. My lessons about saving young. Some don't know like Brunson, so here we go.
Yeah.
Where it is inside? Who
it is? It is. Yeah, it is. Damn right. My man X is a bad mother.
Such a man.
I'm talking about Terminator. He's the man.
There it is. Can you hit me off with another one?
Give it up, give it up, give it up, yo.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show, Spank Wagon Radio. I'm Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
Scrappy.
I'm Zuzu.
All right. We want everybody out there who's listening live. If you're in the chat room, excellent. If not, go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. We want to basically see what you're talking about in the chat room. Maybe use it on the show. Decaf, what are you doing? Are you drinking like cough syrup?
Yes.
Tastes like cough syrup.
Yes, it does taste like fucking. Tastes like Triaminic.
Let me see it.
Triaminic.
Well, I was poor when I was a kid. I couldn't afford anything else other than the fucking Triaminic. It was too.
Even I know that fact. Celtic Crossing.
Can I see that, please?
Celtic Crossing. Celebrating 150 years of Irish heritage.
Let me see.
Over. That's,
let me see.
Smells
this
nasty.
Yeah, it's like Triaminic. I remember Triaminic used to be $2 a bottle and shit. Now Triaminic is like
$10 a bottle.
And I tell
smells
you,
like
it's
apple juice.
Nothing but surf. Go ahead, try it out.
Take a drink.
Slam that shit,
yo. Oh,
you got the sour face.
You got the cough syrup face too.
Yeah, cough syrup. This is not alcohol. This is cough. Like,
Zoo, would you like to try too?
Oh, I've
got my own bottles. She does. She's got a couple little things. Yeah.
Don't you understand? She travels with a wet bar.
Is this your doing, Suzu?
No. Actually, it was gift from
it
someone that we obviously don't speak of anymore.
We'll get that. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Yes, I am.
And I'm going to play with this. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For the booze.
Yeah, I know. I
think he was trying to weasel his way back in here.
I missed the old Irish guy, man.
Well.
And his cheap alcohol.
Not like a good Irish man.
All right. So, why don't we move forward?
It's not that cheap, is it? How much you pay for
it? It tastes like cough syrup. Cough syrup's about how much now? How much does a big old thing of cough syrup run for?
Wait, can you get like cough syrup like Costco surplus?
Probably.
Or Sam's Club surplus cough syrup?
Probably.
Get a big ass bottle. It's probably not that cheap because Murphy's pretty good friend, so he gives you pretty good shit. You know, he gave me good shit for my birthday, that big ass rum bottle and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was
all
nice.
Right, so, moving on. We want to talk about sequels because Indiana Jones has anybody?
I haven't seen it.
I heard it sucked and I knew it was going to suck. I told everyone it was going to suck.
But have you seen it?
No, it sucks. I heard there was a lot of like CGI and a lot of work done that really wasn't necessary.
So you're absolutely 100% going to kill it before I watch it or no one's seen it?
Don't waste your money because I told everyone this was my prediction.
Wasting our money is what we do.
You can waste it on me then. I need a new pair of Manolos,
man. He's going to buy one ticket and he's going to go see 6 movies. So I'm sure that'll be in the theater
That's how I roll too. Get there at 12, leave at 12.
No. I refuse to see it.
I don't like
this
shit.
If I see it, it's going to be a burnt DVD. Murphy will probably make me a burnt DVD of it.
All right. So. Moving on with the sequel, actually. Indiana Jones, no one's seen it, but we all think it sucks, or half of us think it sucks.
I think it's going to be pretty good.
Boo. You know what? I would still watch it because I like all the Indiana Jones, man. I watch it religiously.
People said the same thing about Die Hard, and Die Hard was I love the new
I
Die Hard. It was
too.
Great. Yeah.
But Die Hard, they...
And Rambo, too, and Rambo was great,
okay.
So...
Speaking of those sequels, Die Hard, they kind of killed a little bit because they made it PG-13. So they did kill away some of the blood, guts, gore that was really awesome with Die Hard.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was still action enough. You know what I'm saying. Guys with bad accents getting chained up by the neck or anything like that. But
true. Very true.
I liked Die Hard, but...
How old were you when Die Hard came out? Do you know what year,
that's
Kevin?
What I was just about
she
to
was
say.
Like three.
I don't even think the original Die Hard. Mm. I don't even. I was two, maybe.
I told you. Didn't I call it?
So I wasn't like. Actually, the funny thing is, I'm more into Indiana. Not into, but like, I watched more Indiana Jones as a kid than
did
you
know
ever
when Raiders
Die
of the Lost Ark came out with? 79.
No. My dad is a big.
I thought that was 81.
No. 79.
Oh, wow.
But Decaf, you like all the Star Wars movies. How did you think?
I'd never really seen the original Star Wars until probably about 10 years ago. I didn't grow up seeing any
you
of
didn't?
Them
oh,
at
I
all.
Did.
I saw the new one. I may have saw the old ones right before the new ones came out.
Did you not think you were going to be into it when it came out?
I was so-so because my family never really grew up big into sci-fi, more horror sci-fi, you know.
Like, but aliens?
Yeah, aliens, the thing, or whatever.
I love aliens.
But nothing like
Star Trek or Star Wars. So it would have been like a tape movie. Or did they have tapes back then?
It would have been like... No, it was beta. We chiseled it out of stone.
No, it was videotape. Good
punch card.
It wasn't a, I'm going to pay money to go see it, you know, your whole 250, however much movies were back then, to go see it. It was a, I'm going to buy it when it comes out on tape.
I mean,
now look at you.
What's that? Oh, the Star Wars? Well, I'm more into... Yeah, I don't know what happened. I became a Star Wars freak overnight, but... Yeah.
He sends us pictures. Well, okay, baby.
All right, let's talk about sequels and stuff, though. I mean, Indy is out, first film in like 20 years. I just saw online today Christian Bale has signed for 3 Terminator films.
No.
Really?
Yeah. They're going to do 3 more, though?
Christian Bale signed for 3 Terminator films.
You know, I don't know.
Doesn't he have a few that more guy, Batmans to go?
Know. Yeah.
Is he going to be playing? Is he going to be the Terminator that's going to be the good Terminator, or do we don't know?
Don't know. This could be John Connor.
Oh, it growing up?
Yeah.
Hey, what about the new X-Files movie that's coming out?
Oh, shit, I haven't heard of that. About that.
Really?
What about Sex in the City?
Talk.
Oh, my.
No, what? No.
I don't watch Sex in the City. That's not
I
what
love
I was
Sex
talk
in the
about.
City, and it's burnt me out now.
I was actually going to talk about.
You would love
the
Sex
coolest,
in the City.
The coolest dude. Movie coming out.
Charmed.
In a video game.
Yes.
Do you guys know what it is?
Princess Bride.
Ah, so stoked.
What?
The Princess Bride is coming out with a
Wii
game. It's very cartoonish, though. It's very.
Oh, yes, fuck.
You know what? Fuck you.
I love
so
the
I want to play Andre the Giant. You know?
I love the Princess Bride.
I don't think I ever saw it. I got 2 copies of it at home and never saw it.
You got 2 copies? Why the fuck do you have 2 copies?
I got it.
One is on beta, one is on VHS.
I got
the other's on punch card.
They're actually both DVD. I got them as gifts, 2 gifts. So I was like, I guess people thought I was going to like watch it or something.
You look very girly. Would you like some Princess Bride?
Hey, I do like
romantic
comedies.
That's actually
I do
one
like
of Wes's comedies. Favorite movies from Dim.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yes. And you know Wes? He's a big wrestler.
He's a tough guy.
And I'm
heavy
with,
metal.
And I'm with him because one of my favorite movies is Bridget Jones' Diaries. 1 and 2.
No.
I've never seen that.
Neither have I.
I watch so few movies, it's pathetic, so I can't even keep up with half of what you're saying.
Well, then fuck you.
Hey, now, be nice.
So
all right.
Decaf.
So, with Christian Bale, though, do you...
yeah.
Bring it back to the Princess Bride. My name is Ingo Montoya.
You killed my father.
Sorry, I get so
excited. Is that where that shit comes from?
Yes.
Yes! You really,
what?
You really
oh
have never
you need
seen
to watch the movie.
She's like making out with her mic.
I just gotta make Scrappy happy for once. That is something that I haven't seen. That sea sheets.
No, I'm coming over this weekend, Sunday. What are you doing Sunday?
You.
Sunday night, baby. You and me. Let me know. What time do you get off work? 6?
Yeah.
I'll be there at 7
just
Sunday
you
night.
Me.
You and me, baby.
Simple and
And I'll
brief.
Bring over my copy of Princess Bride so there's no, it accidentally broke. Nah, bitch. Nah. I got mine.
Oh, my knob will be breaking.
Off in her ass.
And
right.
We will watch that shit twice.
So wait, she gets to watch a film with you so long as you get to fuck her.
Yes.
And
okay,
if they do
like
it doggy style, they can both watch it.
Oh, nice.
She's thinking, but I'm not going to fuck you. We're just going to watch the movie. Okay.
That's what she says on air.
Oh, I love it. It's on.
It's a tough economy, huh?
Gas prices.
Gotta kill the silence.
A lot of Chinese dying.
It is pretty quiet today, isn't
that
it?
That is some fucked up shit. Over, what is it, 40,000 people?
I know. And that's the thing, you know. I was saying, you know, I don't say it because if I say it, then everyone's gonna jump my shit. But, you know, with 3,000 people died in the, you know, in the 9/11 attack. It's astronomical. If you think the body mass and the destruction was bad there, can you imagine?
They are
40,000 fucking people and like 200,000 people are hurt and missing and
well,
shit.
Well, that's the thing is like they're rushing to all the people that are alive to give them like medication and inoculations to make sure that diseases do not spread, because with that many deaths, there's corpses
everywhere.
And it's
that's
like
terrible.
The plague could pop up. You have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, look what's happened though in China and Miramar. I know I mispronounced that. Miramar.
Yeah, that's right.
Miramax.
Back to the film.
But in Miramar, I mean, look at the disaster there with the cyclone, and they won't even let in our relief.
Well, the thing is that their army is stealing all of this shit. So it's like, why is they're like, well, just what they don't
need to
send
do,
it,
what
though.
What they need to do is land, shoot all the fuckers down who's stealing shit and give it to the people who need it.
Yeah, man, but the people who have guns are the people stealing it.
Horrible video that you see where
we got
like,
more guns. Ronald Reagan made sure of that.
Tossing out goods to these people and they're scrambling to grab just little tiny things.
Yeah, that's terrible.
People die.
Why is Chief in the wrong place when we need him to be in the right?
I don't want that. Really. Chief will
Why
come
the fuck
through.
Is he in Romania smoking weed? He should be in fucking. He should be fucking at Miramax right now, helping people,
making
Miramax.
Movies
with punch cards. All right, so we got that. Anything else we got going on?
People died last week.
Where
people got shot. Everywhere.
Downtown.
Wasn't there a tornado in California?
Colorado.
And Colorado.
Oh my God. Why did my mom say California this morning? Like a moron. Mom, if you're listening to this.
That happened too. There was a tornado in California, and then there was a tornado that totally trashed Colorado.
Wait, so there was one in California
the day after?
This morning. She's like Ridgedale or something.
I can't remember where it was, but yeah. Because at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, because at the same time that there was a tornado in California, there was a tornado in Colorado. But
sorry, Mom, I take that back. You're not as dumb as I thought you were.
Oh. Why you gotta be so hard on your mama? You gotta love your mama.
Your mama.
Your mama.
Poor Californians.
Come yeah, on. You know, well. Yeah.
Very quiet today.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it's a rough economy. It's a rough economy.
I just paid $4 of this. $4.01 for a fucking gallon of gas.
I did I paid $40 for a
fucking gallon. Where the hell are you going?
He has to go to
premium. I have to get fucking premium.
He has to fuck himself in the ass every time he goes to the gas tank.
You like that?
I do. Apparently I do because I still own the car. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Come on, Trent. You can't keep hanging up on me all night.
We'll talk about this later, okay?
Why the fuck you keep hanging up?
Look,
oh,
all
come on, man. This
you guys don't get me
so
started. I'll need to put a new piece of gum in my mouth.
You know what? You know, we talked about this, and I'm not going to talk about this on mic. What we're going to do right now, we're going to go to a break. Spankwagon Radio, we'll be back in just a moment. All right, I said I was.
Soften my ways. I've learned exactly, huh? Yes, sir.
Rock and roll radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Let's go!
is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Want to just point out to everybody that Spank Wagon Radio is sponsored by CanisHosting.com, C-A-N-I-S, hosting.com, where web hosting begins at just $1.99 a month, which includes things such as free domain, free site builder, free transfer assistance, 25 gig of space, and 2,500 gig bandwidth. Again, that's Canis Hosting, canishosting.com. You know, that's one thing I'll say right now is it's hard to do reads like that because it's like I'm not used to advertising. That's something I'm still not used to.
You're a whore.
I can do it.
We'll have to definitely trade up because I suck.
I'm great at advertising.
Well, it was about time you got around to it and stuff. But
Well, you know, change has to happen. And one of the things that I was convinced, others was that I had to start embracing advertising. So what we did is we made a very nice and I won't go into details, of course, but a deal with Canis Hosting, C-A-N-I-S, hosting.com, to kind of start off. I figure why not keep it within the realm of what we do, which is internet stuff.
Yeah. I keep on getting texts from my friend about what's going on with Murphy. I know you don't want to talk about it, but it's kind of like, you know, we always, the whole point of the show is to talk about things. So I really want to talk about it.
This is Dr. Phil.
maybe.
No, he is Dr. Phil because when something goes wrong with somebody or something, Decaf
Dr.
sees
dick,
everything
though.
And he's the seer. He's the one who knows everything. So he's Dr. Phil.
You can see it that way. And I am kind of the mediator, you know, when we're off the show. I mean, I'm kind of the mediator to, you know, keep things going. But it was kind of like, you know, to me, it was kind of like, I got it in an email that Murphy's not going to be, you know, in the suspension thing. And I just got an email Monday and I called you up and I'm like, you know, what's going on? And then you didn't even finish the conversation. I was at work. But you didn't even finish the conversation with me either.
You didn't even call me back.
Maybe we shouldn't talk about this right now.
Well, no, we shouldn't because we can't. We're not allowed to right now. We're absolutely not allowed to.
So you're the company whore now or what?
What can we say to say?
Look, here's the thing. We have to protect our better interest. And I've been told we need to protect our better interest, which is the show, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, it's a show. I try to direct this fucking ship every goddamn week.
Yeah. I know, but I mean, it's just like, you know, it's hard for me to really do it knowing that he's suspended because he brought me on the show.
Okay, I had to remove him. It had to be done. I cannot go into details. I cannot explain that, you know, there are some reasons that are known if anybody goes to the fucking archive.
Couldn't go around it. There's no way you could go around it. How can you cut off someone who done so
I
much?
I had to cut off someone for basically the integrity of the show.
Well, I think I would have walked instead of you know, if you needed to take someone off, why did it have to be Murphy?
Guys.
I mean, he's been here longer than me.
Okay, first off, there's a reason. I cannot go into detail, and I'm we're done. If you can't handle, we're done.
All right. Okay. Whatever. All right.
Okay. Can we move?
Yeah. We can move on.
Okay. Anybody have anything they want to move on with?
No, I'll just do, you know, I do my bit.
You guys.
Oh, no, it's fine. We'll talk about something. What else you want? Yeah.
Did you want this bit?
Yeah, we'll do it. Hey, everybody. I'm back. It's been a while. Welcome to A Darker Perspective. Now, there's a lot of things going on. You know, they talking about Obama and being assassinated and Fox News and how fucked up, you know, the white man always try to do black people. But today I'm going to talk about something different. I'm going to talk about how a brother gets stabbed in the back by somebody else. And, you know, it's like you show up every day, right? And you see this, you know, every Friday you work with this person. They bring you one. But then all of a sudden somebody wants to play the fucking company man and cut somebody. You know, and for me, I think that's pretty fucked up. Now, I don't know about everybody else. I don't know about the listeners, but, you know, I'm not going to sit here and not express my opinion because that's what Big Daddy does. I express my...
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. All right, so here's what we got going on right now. It's pretty much... Oh, you're coming back. I can turn on your mic. Four. Are you okay? You may want to click on... Oops, sorry, four. I forgot to bring on the slider. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. Got a little bit of follow-up from our MySpace posting. If anybody remembers, a few months ago, we spoke with Zane Lamprey from the television show Three Sheets, which you can find on the Mojo Network. We actually got a message from Zane while he was in Africa, of all places. He's on email and MySpace while in Africa. Bamboo net or something. Oh, sorry, Zoo, I didn't bring you up.
Aww. You know, it's an ongoing occurrence
it's
for you.
It's an accident. That
muting
was an accident.
Mics and right, turning people right off and cutting people off. And
it was an accident.
I'm sure it was.
That one was.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Zane let us know that the Zane Crawl, the pub crawl, is going on. And you can find out more information at Zane Crawl, ZaneCrawl.com. So that's a message we got from our MySpace, which, of course, you can join. Go to myspace.com/spankwagon. All right. So moving on and moving forward, because we only got a little bit of time left. Now, what were we going on? Actually, it's something I wanted to talk about, a little bit of a privacy and security issues thing. You guys have, well, I've got both of you here. Zuzu managing our camera and making sure we look good.
Right.
Scrappy, you're here with me. That's good.
Just looking good.
Yep.
Aw. Shucks.
Shucker darn.
Gosh golly.
Murphy is actually on right now.
Is he on the cam?
Yeah, I don't have
anymore. Do you have the password? Come on.
No,
right.
I'm like completely shut out. I can't. All Murphy right. is talking right
be
now.
Back. All right. Sorry about that. Technical difficulty. We lost our video for the evening.
Wow. He's going on a tirade.
Yeah. Well, let's ignore him. Okay.
Oh, kudos.
I forgot.
Kind of hard.
Just close the lid.
See that?
Close the lid.
I can't.
I'm sorry.
Please.
But.
All right.
You can mute my mic. Go ahead.
This is fucked, man. This is fucked.
Get him. Okay. On to news.
I think we did news.
I think
we did news. I was going to try to talk maybe about the, the 100 millionth Prius or something. I don't know. What do you guys want to talk about? Because I'm.
How do you hack into computers? I want to know.
Easy. You share your password hard with someone you shouldn't have.
Oh. Hey. Or you just let the person you fuck over,
okay,
control
you
everything
go,
before
go,
you fuck them
go
over. Aww.
Got that look, I wanna know. You got that
All right, everybody, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. This is Trencher. This is Mark here. We're having issues tonight. So what I'm going to do real quick, I'm calling it a show. I'm going to cut it early. We're cutting about 10 minutes early. I'm just cutting mics tonight right now. Got a lot of people I want to thank. First off, LV Rocks, LVRocks.com. Appreciate the guys, you know, Studio Time and Space. KC Host, KCHRN, or KC Host Radio Network. Fox FM, who are finally coming back after some technical issues. So we love seeing and hearing from them. Door From Hell Radio, Showdown Network, Steel City Radio, Trax Radio, Radio X UK, Trax and Radio X being new syndicates as of last week. We will be back next week. I will be back next week. The show, Spankwagon, will be back next week. Something will be here fucking next week. Next week.
Death. tell them about it. Hit it where it hurts.
Hey, cool thing. Come here. Sit down beside me. There's something I gotta ask you. I just wanna know, what are you gonna do for me? I mean, are you gonna liberate us girls from male, white, corporate oppression?
Tell it like it is.
Huh?
Yeah.
Don't be shy.
Word up.
Fear of the female planet.
Fear, female planet. Fear, baby.
I just want you to know that we can still be friends.
Let every choir know.
When you're a star, I know that you'll fix everything.